from ABC News. I'm Daria Alder. Students at the University of Texas at Austin joining those at schools across the country staging pro-Palestinian protests, calling for their colleges to cut financial ties with Israel. At least 20 people were arrested. The University of Southern California closing its campus to the public. Pro-Palestinian students at Harvard began an encampment on Harvard Yard, and at Columbia University.
Columbia's administrators have chosen to let the threats, the fear and the intimidation of the mob rule, to overtake American principles like free speech and the free exchange of ideas and the free exercise of religion.
House Speaker Mike Johnson speaking on campus, calling on the school's president to resign. The White House watching closely.
Protests must be peaceful. You know, students must be safe. When we see violent rhetoric, we have to call that out. When we see physical intimidation or grotesque anti-Semitic remarks, we have to speak that out.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre. Arizona House members vote to repeal the state's Civil War era abortion ban.
We did hear from House Speaker Ben Thoma. He took to the floor. He said he was very disappointed, saying it appears that Democrats believe abortion should occur with no limits and no regulations. He has made it very clear he disagrees with this. He wants this law to stay in place.
ABC's Jacqueline Lee in Phoenix. Outside the Supreme Court today, abortion rights advocates chanted as the justices inside heard a case which could affect abortion bans since Roe v. Wade was overturned. At issue is whether Idaho's ban violates a federal law that ensures emergency room care to all patients when their lives are at risk. A federal transportation official says one of the two pilots on a plane that was laden with fuel reported a fire on board just before it crashed and burned near the airport in Fairbanks, Alaska, killing them both. You're listening to ABC News. Guaranteed Income was supposed to start today in Houston.
The county-led program called Uplift Harris was meant to address poverty by providing 2,000 low-income families with $500 a month. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton filed suit, calling it a socialist experiment, but two courts cleared the way for the payments to go out. Paxton appealed to the Texas Supreme Court, which has now put Uplift Harris on hold while the justices consider the program's constitutionality. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Stocks closed mixed. For the first time, the agriculture departments rolled out new nutrition standards for school meals, which limit added sugars. By 2027, added sugars will be limited in cereal, yogurt, and milk to no more than 10% of the total calories per week in school meals. The Bush push works again. Reggie is getting his Heisman back.
Reggie Bush right up the middle.
In 2005, nobody was bigger in college football than Reggie Bush as star running back for the University of Southern California. But in 2010, he forfeited his Heisman trophy after the NCAA found he received improper benefits while playing. In 2021, rules changed, allowing college athletes to be compensated for their name and likeness. And now the Heisman Trust, noting enormous changes in the college football landscape, says the Heisman Trophy will be returned to Bush. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Cisco Systems is joining Microsoft and IBM in signing a Vatican-sponsored pledge to ensure AI is developed ethically. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
We've got the exclusive view behind the table. Every day, right after the show, while the topics are still hot, the ladies go deeper into the moments that make the view, the view. The Views Behind the Table podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.